Service and the Ad Council.
This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions.
It's time for So What's Your Problem? With life coach and self-proclaimed know-it-all, Stan Katzer. Taking your calls on everything and anything problematic in your life and relationships. Stan may tell you, don't worry, be happy, but we know it's not that easy. So that's where our experts step in to give you tools to navigate through difficult waters. Sit back, relax, let's get some perspective and learn how to have a better life. Now, here's your host, Stan the Man Katzer.
You get in trouble with the man.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
Shine the light on me.
Let the midnight special.
Hello out there and welcome to So What's Your Problem? And this is the Midnight Special. Woo-hoo. And my name is the artist formerly known as Stan Katzer. And for the show to make it easier, I'm going to drop part of it and just be referred to as the artist formerly known as. Now, anyway, it's Stan Katzer. And this is Talk Radio 790 KABC. It's midnight in the land of angels, as Kristen Harrell says.
This is the room of angels.
This is the room of angels. Yeah, we're very tight quarters.
Jose, what?
We're sitting. We got the handsome, talented Latino gentleman, Jose, and his twin brother, Jose B. That's obnoxious.
Oh, no.
Okay, anyway, let me first
begin. It's just going downhill from there.
I have a couple of things to share. I wish I could see Jose. Jose, is there any way we could move this thing? No. I should move? Okay, anyway, so I want to turn first to the left, to the beautiful, vivacious, talented Kristen Harrell. And Kristen is, as I say every week, she is an actress. She is a model. She is a spokesperson. She is a red carpet interviewer. She works at a checkout line at Vons.
Extremely impressive.
She now, on a weekend, is at the car wash. Kristen does everything. And if you go to the car wash, she may be doing a monologue for you in hopes that some agent or big-time producer is watching her. And on top of all this, she is a fitness guru. She knows exercise. She knows nutrition. Kristen Harrell. Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Stan, very much. They do say you have to have multiple streams of income, so I am not embarrassed by that at all.
Yes. There's a lot of islands in that stream.
And I think there's some union jobs in there somewhere.
Turning to the right.
Please don't read my resume on there.
My fabulous, the most fabulous gal. She's so smart. She's so vivacious. She keeps me on her toes. I am an insomniac. Because at 3 in the morning, every night of the week, I'm afraid of Debbie Payne is going to torture me and beat me up with something that I've done wrong. Stan, you're not talking loud. Stan, get close to the mic. Stan, talk.
It's all for your good, Stan.
I know. Thank
it's
you.
It's all for your good.
Thank you, Stanny. She calls me Stanny. I melt. All right, anyway.
Can she call you Stanny now since you're the artist formerly known as Stan
Katzer? Oh, right. Yeah.
Well, we're very confused over here.
Well,
now.
Maybe I'll be the artist formerly known as Stanny. Yeah. Okay, Miss Harrell, Miss yes. Kristen Harrell, you got anything going on or what do you want to
do? I have a huge pet peeve I want to talk about.
Oh, good.
Oh, really? Do you want to get right into
it? Oh, I want to get right into it.
Should we have Stan leave the room?
I'm angry.
Okay, I'm going to leave because it sounds,
I want to know if this bothers,
it sounds a little salacious.
I want to know if this bothers anybody else. You know when you call somebody?
Yes.
And you get this, the person that you've contacted doesn't have a voicemail message set up or you've reached this number. And you're like, I don't know if I dialed the right number and who I'm calling. It drives me crazy.
Well, wait a minute. You mean there's no voice message
there's
or anything?
Like saying,
hi.
Hi.
It's Joey.
No right. name. You don't
no
know
name.
Who you're calling.
It drives me crazy. Especially someone who's trying to
build
a
business.
Oh, you
mean when it's just like a number you're
yes.
calling?
Yes.
Oh, or you've reached 310-222.
Why is it so hard for people to say hi? Mm-hmm. Hi. Hi, it's Josh. Mm. It's Joey. It's
right.
Connie,
right.
Hi, leave me a message. So mm-hmm. I know that I've dialed the right number.
And you had a problem last week also. Something with the phones also annoyed you.
Did I?
I can't remember.
So I've got a phone pet peeve.
So your pet peeve is, I mean, this is what you bring to the show?
Yes.
Your pet peeve is that somebody doesn't answer at the end?
People that don't leave
this
a voicemail message.
This is what you got us so excited about.
No, they don't. I'm sorry. They don't leave a greeting. I need greetings, people.
Oh, hi. Hi, how are you?
Hi, it's Stan.
It's the artist formerly known as...
Stan.
Yeah, Stan.
Cats are leaving a message.
All right, I
but
hear
then,
you.
Then there's the opposite where I have a girlfriend.
Yes.
Who said...
we need that background laughing, Stan.
I have a girlfriend who's operating a business.
Yes.
And she clearly got very angry if you left a business voicemail on her personal line. So she would answer and say, Hi, it's Donna.
Yeah.
Leave me a message. But if this has anything to do with my business, do not leave me a message here. Call me on another line.
That could hurt her business, though.
Yeah.
That's funny,
It was very sweet and then got very angry very quickly. Things got ugly.
I actually think that's funny. So we celebrated Valentine's Day a few days ago.
It's
boring already. I guess it's boring.
No.
I did something I thought was kind of sweet. I sent my gal, Karina, 3 dozen red roses. That's not the big deal. Not the big deal that we went out for a nice dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But the note.
The note.
Okay. Jose, do you hear me? The note that went with the roses went something like this.
Uh-huh.
I don't need no Valentine's Day.
Grammatically.
Because I'm loving you every day.
Oh,
that's kind of cool, right?
Well.
It's a little soulful.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what about the rings? Did you get her a ring?
Anyway, moving forward, I can't hear
like
that part. Hello, testing. Anyway, I got to do this fast. I will do the truncated version. Does anybody know the evolution of Valentine's Day? I'll give it to you quick. 3rd century Rome, Emperor Claudius. His army is not doing well. The men are not fighting. This is a true story. He puts a ban on marriage. No marriage. Because he wants the men not to be married, so they fight. Now, just think. If I had lived 1,800 years ago, the aggravation I could have avoided because, I'm 25 years old. You know, I'm Jewish. My mother's driving me crazy. We got to get married. Honey, there's a ban. Can't get married. Tell your mother we have to live together. So what happens now is Claudius puts the ban on marriage. But in comes Saint Valentine's. Saint Valentine doesn't like this ban. He doesn't believe in it, and he believes that people should be able to get married. So on the sly, on the sneak, on the QT, on the down low. and in 3rd century, they did say on the down low. He was marrying people. People getting married by St. Vincent. St. Valentine.
Vincent is the hospital.
The other guy.
It's the hospital.
Okay. And he's the guy that, he's the guy that said Catholics can get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so now Claudius gets wind of what Valentine's doing. And he sentences him to jail, and I'm not kidding, and the guillotine. While St. Valentine is in jail, no lie, he meets the jailkeeper's daughter and falls in love with the jailkeeper's daughter. You know, this guy liked love. So now on February 14th, he's on his way to the gallows. He sends a beautiful note to his beautiful love, the jailkeeper's daughter, and the note said, something like, I'll always love you, your Valentine. Now, moving forward a couple of years, of course, St. Vincent becomes immortalized. He becomes mortalized. He's immortal. He's immortal.
St. Valentine.
He's
Saint Valentine.
St. Valentine.
St. Vincent has nothing to do with this story.
No, Valentine's. Immortal. St. Vincent went out to get pizza and he came back late. No.
Yeah.
But St. Valentine now, they have a holiday, they have a festival for St. Valentine because they realize that he did a great thing.
I feel like I'm in church. Go ahead.
On the festival. And ladies and gentlemen, hallelujah. No. So anyway, I'll finish this in a second. And listeners, don't leave if this story is getting bored.
It's a little long, but it's going to have a punch at the end, I think.
It's going to get pissed off. It's going to have some punch at the end. When the boys and girls would go to the festival, the boys would pick a girl's name out of the hat, and they would be boyfriend and girlfriend for the festival. And nothing's changed 18 years later. You go to the bar, you pick a girl, and the next morning, you're not boyfriend and girlfriend.
Wait a minute. Okay, so I like this story because everyone's like, oh, it's a Hallmark holiday.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's really
it's an Italian. It's from the Italians.
It's really from the Romans.
Well, you are the romantic in this bunch.
I'm romantic.
In this bunch.
I'm romantic.
So we got to take that
I'm romantic. So
I
that's
love that
why
story.
It was it was a little bit long-winded, but... And then I'm not a great sleeper. Deb, do you sleep well? You sleep through the night,
right? No, I have two mornings. I get up maybe 2 or 3 a.m. and I get up and I do
stroll
a few
around,
things, maybe have a snack, and read the mail. And
I like that.
I, you know, pet the dog.
Yeah.
And then I go back to bed. Then I get up again like 4 hours later. And
that's
it. I have another morning.
You're ready to go.
I like mornings.
Yes.
So I have many of them.
I have that. I think Kristen sleeps like a rock.
I do sleep like
a rock. We discussed that last week,
I sleep really well.
You're Kristen lucky.
Kristen sleeps like
I go for like 10, 12, 14 hours.
Oh, beautiful.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
What I would give.
I sleep like a cat in a rocking chair factory.
I don't know.
But anyway, I fall asleep. But then 3 and 4 in the morning, I'm nuts. So I go to my handheld, and I have CNN, I have Los Angeles.
That's not going to help anything.
Oh.
Yes,
I thought you were going to say you were texting. You text randomly in the middle of the night.
When I said hand, you got nervous?
Yeah, I got really nervous.
No, I don't have anybody to text. And my girlfriend, who's jealous, would kill me if I'm texting.
Oh, okay.
Or even at 3 in the morning, she'd tell me, what are you doing there, honey? I'm reading the news.
Yeah.
So now I'm reading
likely
the news,
story.
And here's three crazy stories. These are insomnia Stan Insomnia Tidbit Stories. Give you the first one fast.
Insomnia Stories?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Let's move forward because that insomnia story is a little lascivious. I can't say it. Anyway.
Yeah.
So the other thing that I was going to say is that it's been a great week and everything's been going well. It looks like we're up against the break.
Yeah.
And remember... So what's your problem? The artist formerly known as, and you're listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC. Take us on out, Jose.
Let the midnight special.
You're a business owner. You know how it goes. Money comes in, money goes out. But when there's a cash flow hiccup, you need a little help. Get the working capital you need right when you need it at Sign on the Line Capital. Even when your bank says no, Sign on the Line can say yes. Unlike banks, we make it fast and simple with up to a 95% approval rate and speedy cash. Payroll glitch? No problem. Need new equipment? No problem. We've helped thousands of business owners with fast help and flexible repayment plans. Get approved for up to $250,000 in just 12 hours. No collateral, no application fees, and your credit rating doesn't matter either. Get your cash in as little as 2 to 3 days. It's fast, easy, and painless. So call now, 800-968-9490. That's 800-968-9490. 800-968-9490.
When you need it on time,
this is David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, give us a call. If you're purchasing a home within the next year, this is very important. Your credit score is the most important factor in securing the lowest interest rate. I strongly advise listeners interested in purchasing a home to contact my team as far in advance as possible to get pre-qualified for free. My team will analyze your credit and make recommendations to enhance your credit scores so you can secure the lowest rate when you purchase a home. Paying banks or other lenders to get pre-qualified is ridiculous. If you're purchasing a home, give us a call now at 844-YES-PEARL or visit PERLDavid.com to get pre-qualified for free. Pearl Mortgage has helped thousands of radio listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 844-937-7375 or visit PERLDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS 19186, California Bureau of Real Estate, 413-0865.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
This is a little different. What is this?
All right, welcome back to... Kristen, can I do the show?
Sorry.
Or what's going on?
Sorry.
Come on. Welcome back to So What's Your Problem, the weekly radio program. We have a team of experts. Oh, we have a team and we have Kristen. Anyway, we have a team of experts that help you solve, resolve, and gain insight into your problems. My name is Stan Katzer, and you are listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC. And when I say that correctly, Debbie lights up.
That's right.
She was falling asleep. She's going, yeah. All right, Stan, you got to talk. Okay.
All right.
So, Jose, do we have a caller? Caller. Hi. Who is this?
Hi.
Who is this?
Hi,
Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hi, Kristen. Hi, expert.
You listen to the show.
To the
you
show.
Know Kristen.
Long time listener.
So you must know Debbie Payne also. Long time listener, first time caller.
Susan, thank you for calling. We really want to be here for you. So let's hear what your problem
Susan, is. So Susan, what's your problem, babe?
So I am a mature, experienced.
Wow.
Ooh. Ooh, we like this already.
But let me set the stage.
Oh, this is a good caller. You will be calling every week, Susan.
Oh. I am engaged to a inexperienced but handsome young man.
How young? How young is
25?
He?
25?
13 years.
13 years younger. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. And we're getting ready to walk down the aisle, and
his mom won't let him stay out too late. No, go ahead.
She has no idea.
Oh, okay.
He has homework to do. He has to do homework, Susan. No, go ahead.
We keep some things from her.
Good. Thank God.
Yeah. Anyway,
his family conveniently talked him out of getting married.
Oh, my God.
Wait, how far away is the wedding?
A couple of days.
Whoa.
Oh,
what?
Boy.
Well, if he can't make up his own mind, you don't want to marry this guy.
What do you think, Susan? What are your feelings?
By the way, let me just get off track here a little bit.
Kristen, no, I'm asking the woman what her feelings are.
Yeah.
All right, Kristen, go ahead.
I want to say, I think the older woman, younger man thing is coming into, it's very chic right
now. It's very chic.
Yeah, but it's
happening
not
a lot.
That chic
it's so
when the
chic.
Guy can't take responsible, man up.
Well, I just wanted to add that in.
I mean, you don't want to be his mother. That's one thing.
And Susan, you're not Italian, aren't you? Are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, there's a word you should look up.
Uh-oh. Because
this
Here
is your
comes.
Guy.
Oh, no.
Mamone.
Oh.
Mamone.
Mama's boy?
You know how
boy?
The Italian men, they don't want to leave their mamas. They're 35, they're 38 years old. They live at home. Because they get the laundry done, the cleaning, the mama takes care of the mamone.
Oh, pew. No.
Oh, pew. No, but what do you think, Susan?
Here is the thing. He is closer to his father, who is, you know, big time into data. And statistically, he doesn't think it's ever going to work out. But he's attracted to... my autonomy and my, you know, self-driven, very successful,
right,
and self-motivated.
He the wants father the is or the son is?
You're
I'm
a
confused.
Go-getter. The son is attached, likes that about
well, he wants,
you.
He wants to attach to your ego because he doesn't quite have his formed yet, right?
Yeah, that's a turn-on to have a woman that's self-made and aggressive, mm-hmm. and he needs a mamone.
Yeah.
I think he needs a mamone. I don't think that, I think he wants someone that's always home to support him, yet he doesn't want someone who's always home. So he is conflicted. He wants to be able to say, yes, this is my wife, but he also wants someone who's home making sure his bed is made.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, he must be pretty hot.
I think that happens at a lot of
events. Yeah, so you're kind of in love with this guy, though, aren't you?
He must be really good looking.
Yeah, he's this guy's now not only the bed made, but he wants you in it. I hope so.
I'd say the sex is pretty good.
Of course it is.
Well, that would
That's your benefit right there. That's what you're getting out of it.
Well, we like that.
I don't know that it matters a man's age when it comes to that. I think that a lot of men want their bed made, and I don't care what the age is. There are a lot of men.
The guy doesn't want to get married, honey.
No, he does want to get married.
He doesn't want to walk down the aisle. His parents are telling him not to do it.
That's not what I heard. I heard he does.
Susan.
The parents are having a problem.
Susan, do the parents want him to walk down the aisle?
Yeah, but they want him to walk down the aisle with the perfect person on paper.
Oh, that's not you.
No.
All right.
I'm 13 years older.
Is that the only discrepancy?
Oh, I
mean, is that the only
age?
Problem they have with you? Or
no,
is there...
I have children.
Okay.
Oh, you have children also. Mm-hmm.
Are they older than this guy?
No.
Just ask.
So when, Susan.
That makes it awkward.
Susan, seriously. Wasn't this discussed like a couple of weeks ago or what? Or a month ago?
Well, I mean, we've been dating for 4 years, but supposedly I sold him onto marrying me.
Yeah.
Well, he's got to make up his own mind on this, Susan.
Yeah, you got to give him.
No matter what his mom and dad says.
You got to put him on the clock for about 20 minutes. Make up your mind, dude.
I mean, I think the parents can be tough at any age. It doesn't really matter.
Intrusive.
Yeah.
But it depends on the son to stand up and be a man.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
The son does need to stand up.
This is it.
This is the woman I love.
Yeah. I'm in love with the woman.
Yeah.
And this is it.
Yeah, it's my woman first, mama.
Susan, Susan, I have a feeling when our advice is not what you wanted to hear.
No, I also think his mother is a little bit jealous.
Oh, totally. Mm. I believe that. You know, my first wife, I'm not kidding. My wife was jealous. My wife would be jealous if I gave my mother-in-law would be jealous if I gave my wife a hug and kiss. Now, may I say this? Thank God the woman's dead.
Oh, my God.
Susan, if you were listening last week, we know this story.
Yeah. Oh, and don't ask him to tell it again.
My biggest wish was not to drop dead before this woman dies. I'll tell you what. I'll excavate that chair of the grave.
Oh, my God.
See her die again. No, Susan, you know what? Can you talk eyeball to eyeball with your boyfriend and get some vibe that he gets it or something? No, I like to try to put some culmination to this because it's an issue. Stuff happens.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, I hope you work it out.
Yeah.
I always want love to win and prevail.
Yeah, I think. Kill the mother and father and marry the guy. Do they have any, Susan, do they have any money?
Then excavate
them. I feel like
them.
You know a guy. I don't know.
All right.
Is it just me?
All right. Give your name to Jose at the end of the show. I'm very attractive and very wealthy and much closer in age to you.
But you're not in your 20s.
Okay,
I think
Susan.
That's what she wants.
Susan, thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Bye,
good
Susan.
Luck.
Bye.
Anyway,
we're coming
to the end of segment two. And don't forget, I'm Stan Katzer, and you're listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC. You stay with us. Don't touch that dial. We're going to get wild. Wild, I say.
We've got crazier calls coming in, I have a feeling.
Where do you get the best soul food in town? I mean the best. I mean licking your plate clean, licking your fingers off. It's Doolin's on Crenshaw. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker. This is exquisite. This is Southern cooking at its very best. Southern cooking is the essence of home cooking. It's the essence of comfort food. It's the essence of patting your tummy and going, that was good, especially when you eat the mouth-watering fried chicken. Their fried chicken is something to dream about. It is just perfect. The skin, the crust, the spices, the herbs. God, it's good. The chicken inside is so moist. It's wonderful. Try the oxtails, the short ribs, the macaroni and cheese. It's for all your catering needs, for all your dining needs. They have their own catering hall. They will come to your house and set everything up. They will feed you so well. This is food you dream about. Doolin's on Crenshaw. And by the way, excellent customer service. The people at the counter are the best. At Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow. Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hello out there, and welcome back to So What's Your Problem? This is the weekly radio program. We have a team of experts that are here to help you solve, resolve, and gain insight into your problems. I am the artist, formerly known as Stan Katzer, and currently known as Stan Katzer. And you can call me Stan Katzer. Anyway, you're listening to Talk Radio 790.
Thank you for clearing that up for us,
KABC.
Stan.
Thank you, Kristen Harold, co-host. Jose, do we have a caller? Hello, caller. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
My name is Kaylee.
Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, Kaylee.
Hi.
And you're on with Kristen and Debbie Payne.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Debbie.
Hey.
Hey. Okay, let us have it.
Okay, so Kaylee, you calling because you're bored, or you got a question here?
Well,
your boyfriend's not around? No, go ahead.
I have a relationship problem.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we're good at that. We're really good at that.
This is what we do.
You can help me with.
We can. Tell us what it is.
Okay. I recently started dating this guy, and I really like him a lot, but he has gotten a little bit crazy saying, I love you, and I think he wants more than I do, and I don't want to hurt his feelings. I really, like I said, I really like him, but I think I just want to be friends with benefits. How do I let him know this?
Wow.
That's very progressive.
I like that, too.
Jose, get her number at the end of the show. FWB. That's what we're about. Well, let me start this off here. Kaylee. I like the name Kaylee, by the way.
I like it, too.
Have you been married before, or...
I wasn't married for very long.
Okay.
I was only married for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm back on the scene, and I just really don't want to get married again. I know that for sure.
Right.
I kind of just want to have fun.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I was real good about saying that to this guy, and that I just kind of wanted to have a fun, good time, and now he's all... He wants to get married.
Wait, how long have you guys been dating, and how soon did he say, I love you?
We've been dating about 3 months.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's already saying, I love you, and, you know, trying to make plans, and I'm getting nervous, but I really like the guy. I don't know what to do.
I think you just need to be really direct. You just really need to tell him.
Just slow it down.
Spell it out.
Yeah,
say, hey.
I agree.
You know, this is what I'm looking for, and if this doesn't suit you or if this is not enough for you, I just want to let you know up front.
Another thing, let me ask you this, Kaylee. Don't you think you've been in other relationships, obviously, because you're only married, you had a short-term marriage.
Right.
Don't you think you kind of know, I think that I know, like, within the first few weeks. I'm serious.
Whether you like somebody
or not. Even more than that.
Yes.
Whether I even have some love vibes here.
Mm. Yes,
really,
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I get, for some reason, like after a couple of weeks, I get the feeling I really can go for this gal.
Yes.
Or I love them.
Well, you tell us you love us every week.
Yeah. Well,
and
look,
we just tell you, Stan.
I met...
Cool it.
Yeah.
Cool it, Stan.
I met... First of all, I met Debbie Payne on... I knew I can't let her know how much I love her. She won't want to work with me. Kristen was a nut with a sad story because she ran after me like a maniac.
Yeah.
And I kept having to deny her. Kaylee, you hear what I'm saying? And finally, you know, I didn't want to break her heart. She's not very attractive, and she doesn't attract men.
Now it's just a love-hate relationship. No,
but seriously, how many times would you say you've really known from your heart you've been in love?
Good question.
Great question. That's a tough one. Maybe two times.
Okay. How soon did you know you were in love with the person?
I'm pretty quick.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
Right. So you got to, if this guy could handle being friends, you know, a friendly date, friends with benefits, we're all adults here. You got to be straightforward and tell him, this is the best I can do at this time.
Right.
If you need more, I don't think I'm there with you.
Yeah.
And be very careful about what you promise, like saying, you know, maybe in a few weeks, because it doesn't sound like it's going to happen. What do you think, ladies?
I totally agree.
You know, Kristen Harrell agrees.
I mean, I've certainly been in a position where I thought someone was very sweet or maybe was good on paper, and you try to force yourself, like, maybe maybe you'll grow into it. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it really doesn't. Yeah. I mean, I've been married a long time.
But you were married young.
Yeah, but my kids went through all their dating life, and I remember my daughter one time was dating a guy, and he was head over heels immediately, and she kept saying, you know, I think if I just date him long enough, I'll eventually feel that way.
No.
Right. And I said, no, I don't think so. So she dated him a long time.
And it never happened.
And he was devastated.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's either organic or it's not.
Yeah.
Kaylee, I had a situation like that myself. I went out with a gal much longer than I should have. And it ended up it didn't end well because what I would hope would happen with feelings never really happened.
Why do we hope that it will happen, though?
I don't know.
Because the laundry list is good. Everybody likes them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He looks good.
We all want to be in love.
You want to be in love, right?
Yeah.
Love is good.
I mean, and especially, look at the conflict. If somebody, like you say, looks good on paper, they're attractive, the intimacy is good, but the heart is not there.
Or there's just no chemistry. There's a science to it.
Yes. You know, I always like to give Kaylee, what do you think about this? I always like to say you walk into a bar with your girlfriend. And at the bar is like this great-looking guy. He looks good. He's cool. And he opens his mouth.
He has a high voice.
That's Kristen.
That's a pet peeve.
You know, he looks very sexy. And he goes, No, but being more serious, you feel all of a sudden you feel there's no vibe, no chemistry.
Yeah.
And you wish there would be. The guy looked great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he pulled up in his Corniche, whatever.
Corniche.
That's a Rolls Royce.
I don't know. It's not in my league.
My biggest fear is that I just do not want to hurt his feelings. I'm just not really good at hurting feelings.
Right, you're hurting your own feelings.
You're going to hurt him if it gets longer. Yeah.
You know what? I find I love somebody. I'd rather somebody be direct and say, you know, you're not my type. You know, you're a schmuck, whatever. And then at least I can go on my way.
Yeah.
Rather than being strung along.
Right. Okay. Does that help? Does that help you?
Yes, it does. It gives me a strength to make some better choices.
Yeah.
And you know what? Have him call the show if he's devastated or he needs help
working through it.
Just have him call us because we have words for him too.
Yeah.
Great. I will. Thank you guys so much.
And you know what? It doesn't mean he doesn't have self-worth. He's not worthy. He'll get a great gal, but it's not going to be you because you don't have the heart is not there.
Right.
Great call, Kaylee. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Kaylee.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Good night. Good morning.
All right. So that was Kaylee. Do we have another caller? All right. Hold on. Caller. I think the caller went to the refrigerator. Anyway, so, you know, that happens so often, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, actually.
Kristen, right? You've experienced that. I know that.
I've experienced a lot.
No, where you see someone that looks great on paper and
yes.
They're nice enough, but when it comes to the heart, you're just not feeling something.
Right. Also, somebody also told me a long time ago, it's better if the man loves you more than you love him. What do you think about that?
I don't. Well, if I know that I love the woman, I could accept being loved more.
You could accept
in other
being
words,
more.
If I am in love with the woman and she loves me more, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you know, he who has loved and lost is better than he who has never loved.
I totally agree with that. I was thinking about that this morning, actually.
So, and what if you're in a relationship with now, like Kaylee's situation, you're falling in love,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't feel it. You know,
she doesn't feel it. That
she doesn't feel
it.
Yeah. So it's a tough situation.
It is. It's hard for women to hurt men's feelings.
It is. It's hard. It's hard, Stan, when we hurt your feelings.
Yeah, yes. I know what that's like because
especially when you're the artist formerly known as Stan Katzer, it's very hard to hurt your feelings.
Well, that's why I'm going to the artist formerly known as. So, Jose, how are you? You look good. And to whom? Wait, excuse me, caller. Hi, caller.
Hi, caller.
Caller,
how are you folks?
Is your name Jose?
No.
What's your
Stan,
name?
Stan, you're getting confused again.
My name
again.
Is Johnny.
Oh, hey, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
We
now,
like
you know about the fireman who the Mexican fireman.
Yeah, Jose. Yeah, Jose and Jose B. Let's move forward. I'm gonna lose all our advertisers. He had twins, right,
Be
Jose?
Careful. But Jose is laughing.
Be careful.
Hey, Johnny.
Stanton.
Ah.
Boy, this guy is a little bold, a little
this
brazen.
This guy watches the show. Remember, I like to be called Stanton.
Well, it's like one of my favorite shows now.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We're happy to have you
all
here.
All right, Johnny.
Happy to have a show where no stresses and, you know, things are relaxing. There's enough.
It's a relaxing
enough
show.
Going on in the world without having to.
Exactly.
The more nonsense.
Well, you're right.
Yeah.
So what's your problem, Johnny?
Come on, Johnny.
Well, I don't really have. I just want.
You got to have a.
You just wanted to make a comment.
Well, it's a problem. See, we run estate sales.
Okay.
And one of the things we keep running into time after time is people accumulate over the years.
Right.
Clutter.
And then
stuff.
When the sale has to come on.
Hoarding.
They have to go through everything, spend days going through it, throwing out.
Right.
And, is that you?
And, it makes work for everybody. So I would just implore the people who are reaching retirement age to think about stop accumulating stuff.
Anymore. Yeah, that's a great point.
Minimalism.
Start to get rid of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Make it
minimal.
Make it easier for your heirs and even for yourself. You know, what do you need? And stuff that you never looked at.
Does your garage look like?
My garage?
Yeah.
Well, mine is easy because I don't have a garage.
Okay, so what is your, you know, do you have like
what do you have?
Storage stuff?
I stop buying stuff.
Are you married?
I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That because the wife
does she have stuff?
We don't, you know.
They sound like
we have enough. What my point is, we have enough.
Okay.
Right, you don't need any more.
Can you put your wife on the phone?
Most people do have enough. Actually,
no, but
the experience
she's
is
not
there's
talking
a,
to me.
But I
oh,
understand.
She's not talking to you this week?
I want to understand a little bit. So you do estate sales, meaning you get a contract for somebody that's selling their home, and you help sell
typical,
the contents?
I mean, there's variations on a thing, but the typical thing is some people died, and the estate has to... You basically get rid of everything.
So you got a percentage, you sell.
We help them do that.
You sell it. But the problem you're running up against is that just people are hoarding, and it makes your job so much harder.
Well, not only that, it's tough for the family as well. If they have to go through all this stuff and, you know, do I want this? I don't want that.
It's actually a great point.
Yeah.
We've all had to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is a documentary on Netflix called The Minimalist, I think.
Right. I think that would be, that's the basically that I'm recommending.
Yeah, but
no,
yeah.
Most of the stuff we have is you look at maybe once or twice in your life and then it's shoved in a closet somewhere in the garage or.
Right. But there is a point to minimalism though where I was watching the documentary and I thought, there's a point where it's too minimalist. I need some things. I need some.
Well, obviously we need to reach a balance.
Yeah.
Like, right.
Life is a balance.
Like John.
Johnny.
Johnny. You're such a minimalist. I think you have like one pair of underwear that you wash over and over again.
This visual is too much for me.
Okay, Johnny.
I got to check
Johnny,
out that.
Johnny, love you. Great call.
Great point. Thank
good
you.
Good luck with those estate sales. And you can find some good stuff sometime on
I'll
those estate sales.
I'll tell you, we're
sales.
Having a wonderful one this weekend.
Oh, no free advertising, Johnny.
All right, Johnny.
No
Johnny,
free advertising.
You know, enough. We helped you out. All right, brother. Got to go to a break. And we love you here. We love you here. It's So What's Your Problem? All right, take care, John. And when you have a real problem, like you kill your wife or something, call us. All right, let's take it on out. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Come back with us. One segment left, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
My name is David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, give us a call. If you're purchasing a home within the next year, this is very important. Your credit score is the most important factor in securing the lowest interest rate. I strongly advise listeners interested in purchasing a home to contact my team as far in advance as possible to get pre-qualified for free. My team will analyze your credit and make recommendations to enhance your credit scores so you can secure the lowest rate when you purchase a home. Paying banks or other lenders to get pre-qualified is ridiculous. If you're purchasing a home, give us a call now at 844-YES-PEARL or visit PERLDavid.com to get pre-qualified for free. Pearl Mortgage has helped thousands of radio listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 844-937-7375 or visit PERLDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS 19186, California Bureau of Real Estate, 413-0865.
You're a business owner. You know how it goes. Money comes in, money goes out. But when there's a cash flow hiccup, you need a little help. Get the working capital you need right when you need it at Sign on the Line Capital. Even when your bank says no, Sign on the Line can say yes. Unlike banks, we make it fast and simple with up to a 95% approval rate and speedy cash. Payroll glitch? No problem. Need new equipment? No problem. We've helped thousands of business owners with fast help and flexible repayment plans. Get approved for up to $250,000 in just 12 hours. No collateral, no application fees, and your credit rating doesn't matter either. Get your cash in as little as 2 to 3 days. It's fast, easy, and painless. So call now, 800-968-9490. That's 800-968-9490. 800-968-9490.
When you need it on time,
KABC.
Welcome back. We're here at segment four. It's about, it's almost 1 a.m.
It's hard to say goodnight, morning.
Kristen, she doesn't let me.
At this time, she
doesn't let me do my act.
I had a point I wanted to get across.
Kristen. All right, get your point across, then I'll finish.
We're doing the show at midnight. We're here. It's the middle of the night. Is it good night?
Was
good
that worth taking away my opening?
Yeah, are you just waking up? Are you going to bed?
What's going on?
Is this your second morning?
A good point.
Yeah, good night,
do you
good
say
morning?
Good morning, good right. night? I don't know.
Buenos dias, buenas yeah. noches.
Anyway, the show is So What's Your Problem?
Yeah, yeah.
And this
are
is
you asking us?
Talk Radio 790 AM.
Well,
KABC.
Well, yeah.
Talk Radio.
Yeah.
1-800-222-5222. 1-800-222-5222. Okay.
I like that we do that.
We're here. We're having a lot of fun.
We're all awake. Now we can't sleep till four in the morning.
Good morning.
We're getting a little bit silly. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Stan.
Good morning, Debbie Payne.
Good morning.
And good night, Jose.
It is an hour and 10 minutes.
So, Jose, seriously, what is mamone in Spanish? Well, and I'll explain to the audience.
What we were talking about.
Oh, we better
about.
Not talk about it.
No.
No, in Italian, this was in the conversation. Men are reluctant to leave their homes. So a mamone is like a mama's boy.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some Italian men that 35, 38,
mm-hmm.
they stay at home.
There's a few cultures like that.
Mm-hmm.
Stan.
What's the other culture?
Stan.
Anyway.
I think there's some Latinos.
I like that word.
I think it happens in Malibu too.
Yeah.
And I don't know what we call those guys.
A bunch of Latinos.
Yeah. I don't know. Myself and my kids couldn't run away from home fast enough.
Yeah,
okay.
Me too.
Do we have a caller, Jose?
We do.
Hello, caller. To whom am I speaking?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello, caller.
Yes, hi, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
Hi, Mike.
Good, how about you guys?
Good, are you safe out there? Are you driving? Are you at home? It's one in the morning.
I'm at home. I'm
he
at home.
Sounds
I'm
really scared. Awake.
Yeah, he's up.
Yeah, he sounds awake.
He's up.
A
you
lot
know,
of
this,
energy.
Maybe, Kristen, you should take this one and, you know.
We'll see what he's got
I'm
for
allowing
us.
You to say, so what's your problem?
Thank you.
So my problem is this. When it comes to dating,
yes,
it seems like significant other, she always expects if it's around a holiday, that there should constantly be something special, even if it's manufactured. Like, I think Valentine's Day is not a big deal, and other holidays are not a big deal. I think you should always treat them nicely, and it seems kind of
manufactured.
Not organic. And well, I just feel like it's not fair, you know, if it's, whatever. I understand if it's your birthday or something or an anniversary, but she's constantly, what are we doing for Valentine? What are we doing for this or for that? You know, and I just...
Well, it's kind of called your social life, too, doesn't it? I mean, isn't that like your social life?
Yeah, I mean, what are you feeling? Like, it's just too materialistic and maybe not emotional enough?
It basically seems to me like it's too robotic in terms of the expectations of what we're doing. And it's a constant challenge to try to, you know, how many times can you come up with this year's going to be something different or special or whatever. Like, why can't we just enjoy each other's company?
So this particular gal, Mike, likes, you know, those niceties of even though they're non-organic holidays, which I guess no holiday is organic.
Well, yeah, no, to me it just seems there's too much pressure.
You feel too much pressure on you, right? Is that what you're saying?
She's making you feel pressure.
I don't know why she can't, and I don't know whether this is a male-female thing where I'm just like, look, this should not be as big a deal as you make it. You know, do we have to have a phenomenal time on New Year's Eve? Do we have to be in a great,
That's a good point, actually.
You know, honestly, like, you know, we all have other things we could be doing, like sleeping or enjoying.
You sound a little boring, Mike.
Boring? I am not.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, I'm with you. Mike.
So wait, are you saying, like, if you said, let me surprise you, and you went on a nice, you know, walk through the...
Pacific
Coast Highway. On the cliffs of the ocean, she would not appreciate that?
No. What I think, she seems to always have more fun and enjoy it more when I surprise her at work and surprise, I'm taking you out for lunch.
Yeah, she's romantic.
It's called fun,
she's
spontaneity.
Yeah, I'm more,
life.
You know.
What would you like to do? What would you like to do, Mike?
Well, I'm sorry?
What would you like to do?
I would like to, you know, feel like it doesn't have to be, oh, it's Valentine's Day, oh, it's New Year's Eve, oh, it's this, or whatever.
You just want to Netflix and chill every day,
you know,
right?
I am going to take Mike's side on this.
Right.
Okay.
Mike, let me get in this with you. Yeah, I think life is always better. I'm like, lower expectations make times better. In other words, like, I hear what you're saying. It's New Year's Eve. But what if we just, you know, end up doing this and that, and you go to a club, you go to a bar, you eat, rather than having a whole contrived night that you had a plan.
Right, that's the perfect word.
Right, and she
contrived to me.
Yeah, and she wants that contrivance to say, oh, he went out of his way to do this for me, to do that for me, and tell her girlfriends, you know, let's just chill out and see where the evening goes. I kind of did that with my gal last Tuesday for Valentine's Day. Worked out great. You know, we live in an area with a lot of shops, restaurants, and all that.
But she just called and said she was disappointed.
Mike, can I ask you a question? Is this really, do you feel like you're disappointing her a lot? Is that what's really going on here?
No, I don't think I'm disappointing her. Otherwise, a lot. Otherwise, we wouldn't be together. But
how's your sex life?
It's fine. Again, I don't know who to compare it to. No, you know, but I think that when it just comes, I'm just talking about specifically those times of year, you know, New Year's Eve, the thing, like when I heard about in New York City, they have some like late night New Year's Eve run. I was like, oh, that's interesting. That's different, even though neither of us run. But hey, that's something else that we could, you know, that's something else we could do. Do something else. Just do something that's not the 3-2-1 countdown or Valentine's Day, here's a box of chocolates. You know, and to me, it's contrived, I think was the best word.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I do agree with that. So, but now, let's say we just had Valentine's Day. What did you do?
You know, and again, it was, I got her the flowers and the chocolate thing. She was like, oh, that's nice, thanks. But I could, you know, I just wish that there could be something else.
Like a surprise.
If there should be a standard, like, oh, you want to do something different? Here's a list of 10 things.
Well, you know
and
what?
I think that would be more helpful.
I think what's a really cool thing about these types of special holidays are about is knowing the other person and watching them in a way where during the year you think, oh, I didn't know she liked that, or I didn't know she was interested in that play, or I didn't know she was interested in that sort of a trip. And
she is kind of a creature of habit. She does kind of like that. And so maybe, you know what, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she just does like the standard scheduling of it. I mean, she enjoys it, but I'm just talking about my frustration with it. It just seems...
Right,
A little bit boring.
You want to please her.
Yeah, I want to make her happy.
But it doesn't make you happy.
Yeah, but I mean, I like making her happy. What makes her happy makes me happy. But at the same time, I think it would be, I don't want to take the risk of disappointing her when she's like, oh, it's Christmas time or this, and we normally do this. Let's stick to it.
Right.
I just think it would be a little more fun for me to go surprise. We're not doing that this time.
You know what? Surprise her when it's not on.
Yes,
one of those inorganic contrived holidays.
That's what I do.
Just
that's
say, hey, babe, it's Monday, February 16th.
Yeah,
right.
There wouldn't be so much weight on the holidays.
Yeah, and then it would be a surprise.
Yeah. Right. See, we fixed it. We solved it.
There we go.
You're welcome.
All right, I agree.
All right, thanks, Mike, for your
Mike,
call.
Great call. Call us again and
good
give us
luck.
A, give us
let
a
us
follow
know what
up.
Yeah, we always want to know what happens.
Because we got a couple of gals for you if it doesn't work.
And have her call because we want to talk to her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll straighten her out. Mike, we'll straighten her out. I'm with
thanks,
the guys.
Thanks, Mike.
All right,
night.
Take
bye-bye.
Care.
Oh, good night. Good morning.
Yeah, good day.
Good day.
LA. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
Good day, LA. Well, that was, I don't know. You know, I think I'm going to get a little bit sappy here now.
Here we go.
Here's what the definition of being in love is. Uh-huh. You want to know, am I in love? You got children. I have children.
I do not have children.
Kristen is a child. But herself. No, is if you love doing something for somebody else.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's love.
That is love.
I agree.
Is love.
Look, I sent my girl flowers. I'm going, she didn't get them yet. And if it's not like that, okay, I got to send flowers.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. But I think that there are women that have unrealistic expectations that things should be spectacular all the time. And I do think it makes a man feel
kiss of death.
Bad. And you can't do
death
that.
Death of a relationship.
A man needs to feel wanted and needed. Is that correct, Stan?
Well, I would never know. I was never wanted nor needed, and especially by my parents. My mother actually, it was so bad in my home. We had three children, and I was the youngest. But because my two sisters thrived so much, my mother would tell people that I was the middle child, which is why I was such a schmuck.
Oh, that was the reasoning. Huh?
No, that's interesting. Anyway. You're sitting in the middle now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the middle child once again. No, man wants to feel good. You want to feel loved. But it's the most wonderful thing in the world. Dead serious when you love doing something nice. Like my gal will just want to bring me home some lovey-dovey card and it makes her feel good to make me feel good.
Absolutely.
So there you go.
Yeah.
The show has been amazing tonight.
It's
so much
amazing.
Fun.
So much fun. Great callers.
Kristen Harold has now taken on a new role of co-host and key intruder. So this is good, though. I can work less because she... when I'm talking, she just talks.
Yeah, it's all right.
She talks. She's a real woman.
We don't have rules
and
here.
And Debbie is still the torturer, but it was very good today. She was very quiet. And, of course, the handsome, talented Jose.
We love Jose.
The engineer who keeps us alive. No, yeah. No round
it's like
of
a little
applause.
Family.
He doesn't know how to work this board. All right, anyway, listen. You can't tell me. He doesn't even know what he's doing here. All right, you guys like the show. So stop screwing around. Midnight, Saturday nights, talk radio, 790 KBC. Stan Katzer, Kristen Harrell, Debbie Payne, Jose, good night. And look forward to, don't do anything till next Saturday night.
This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions. Neighborhoods all over the country are on high alert. The death toll is now at 96 a day. At that rate, there will be no elephants left in 10 years. And that's a crime against us all. Stop the ivory trade.